More cities in Michigan prepare for a changing climate. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Grand Haven is the latest city to consider climate change in its master plan. It's part of a grant-funded project called Resilient Michigan. Harry Burkholder is a community planner with the program. He says they're working with city and township officials to help them prepare for more extreme weather events, things like heat waves and intense rainstorms.
A lot of communities are looking at ways to increase pervious pavement on sidewalks and parking lots, ways that you can collect rainwater right from your home or even from your business in large underground cisterns so it doesn't automatically go into the sewer system.
Heavy rain events can overload sewer systems and lead to sewage overflows into rivers and lakes. Burkholder says they're also working with Monroe, Ludington, St. Joseph, and East Jordan. And they'll be launching a program with the Port Huron community in November. This is the Environment Report. Scientists are looking for survivor trees, and they want your help. Researchers with the U.S. Forest Service are looking for ash trees that survived the attack of the emerald ash borer. The Northern Research Station has launched a new online reporting tool. They want people in 10 counties in southeast Michigan and 7 counties in northwest Ohio to report their location of ash trees that survived the infestation. Jennifer Cook is a research biologist with the U.S. Forest Service, and she joins me now. Hello.
Hi.
What should we look for to identify a survivor tree?
Well, what we're most interested in is trees that are in natural wooded areas, so we really want people to go look outside of their homes and their streets and into the woods and the forest. And the reason for that is because trees that are planted as part of the landscape or even street trees are from your local nurseries, and most of those are clonal horticultural cultivars, so it's very limited genetic diversity, and they're also trees that most likely we've already have in our collection and we've tested. What we're really focusing in on is trees that have maintained a healthy crown, so very few branches with any dying leaves or anything like that, in an area where most of the other ash trees are dead. And we're also looking for trees that are of a significant size. We want a minimum of a 10-inch diameter at breast height. And the reason for that is that we want trees that were big enough when the EAB infestation was at its peak to have been attacked by emerald ash borer.
What are you hoping to find out from this project?
Well, first of all, we want to understand what the mechanisms are that allow them to survive longer than the other ash trees in their area. And we want to determine if that trait is a genetically heritable trait, because if it is a genetic trait, we can then breed for it. Our ultimate goal is to be able to breed for resistance, and to do that, we have to be able to identify trees that have this rare combination of genes that may allow them to tolerate emerald ash borer longer than their counterparts. We still feel that resistance in the host tree or the several species of ash tree is going to be critical to maintaining ash in our forested areas.
Jennifer Cook is a research biologist with the U.S. Forest Service. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
If you want to help find survivor trees, first, take a walk in the woods and try to spot a healthy ash tree. And if you think you've found one, you can enter information about the tree using the Survivor Tree Reporting Tool. You can find a link to that tool on our website, michiganradio.org. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.